from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
But I wanted to share this. It's short. There's nothing special about
it. Is it scripted?
Yeah, I wrote this down. I wrote down some thoughts.
Because you normally work extemporaneous.
It's not like a script as much as it is sort of like when you see somebody win an award at a show and they've got like notes on a little piece of paper.
Okay.
It's kind of like that.
All right.
I just want to make sure I remember the things I want to say. It's very short.
Okay.
It's not like a big deal, but I want to get this off my chest. And I take no joy in this. No joy.
Well, there is no joy in Mudville.
That literally should be their motto.
No joy.
No joy.
What's that comedian's name?
Oh, Joe Coy.
Joe Coy.
Not Joe
Coy. Thank you. Not Joe Coy. No joy. Thank you.
Yeah.
I knew it was close, but I couldn't quite pull it out.
He coming to Chase Center in about a month and a half.
And you're going to be there.
Oh, we're going to be there now.
Yeah.
We're going to be there now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you need a musical accompaniment?
I don't
need
it.
Something funereal?
I don't need it, but it's been offered.
Oh, okay.
And I accepted it. Grandy, do you have something fun?
Yeah, just get going.
Okay, you want me to start?
I didn't mean to drag this out.
Take the podium. I am wearing black today. It's just a t-shirt.
I'll add in the crying noises from the...
No, please do, because...
Sorry.
Dibs.
Okay.
This is a solemn occasion.
Man, my bad. I'll lay out.
We are here to lay to rest the 2024 San Francisco Giants. Now, I gave them a pronoun. Don't be offended just because I called them he. I don't know why I think the Giants are a boy. I just do. The 2024 San Francisco Giants.
No.
He tried. He wanted to hit for power. He couldn't. He wanted to have the best rotation in baseball. He didn't. He wanted to have his dollars spent pay off. No cigar. He wanted to be interesting. He wasn't.
So sad.
But he tried. You know, the 2024 Giants, all he wanted was to come in second.
Just second.
He didn't. I mean, he hoped he'd at least come in third.
Couldn't even get third.
He won't. You won't. The 2024 Giants wanted all these things. And he tried. But as Yoda once said, there is no try. Do or do not. And he did not.
Yoda's dead too.
Goodbye, 2024 Giants. I can only hope that the legacy you leave is that your offspring do not follow in your footsteps.
The Giants are survived by the 2025 Giants and the 2026 Giants, who are both not with us today, but they will be soon. Rest in peace, 2024 Giants.
Everybody, the exits are right over here. We'll be having some snacks over at Grandy's house later on this afternoon.
Beers.
Yeah. I think he bought some grapes and a charcuterie board. The address is on a little envelope on the way out the door. We would cordially hope to see you all there. Thank you for coming to honor the 2024 San Francisco Giants.
Man, the pronoun was he, but they are not him. They were he.
They were.
Yeah, man. I guess now would not be the right time to mention that the math is still there. Now that we've laid that season to rest.
No, now would be the right time to say San Francisco Giants.
Nobody like us. Nobody like us. I just 66 and 66.
Oh, God. Just listen. The other I sent this out on social media and I'm like, it's over, folks. And predictably, three quarters of the responses are like, dude, it'd been over and you just didn't know. And I know that. I know that. Like, Captain Optimism over here. And I've got like two or three other friends out there who sort of look at the world through the same lens and they're huge Giants fans. And all of us, like, nobody, separate from one another, nobody knew this. I got the same text five times Friday night.
Friday night.
Here lies the 2024 San Francisco Giants. Nail, coffin. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. That nail got driven in Friday night with a 5-1 lead late in the game and six consecutive hits. Mm. While Bob Melvin watched Rodgers sit out there and fry against a team that hasn't gotten a hit since Reagan was in office.
Mm, second term. Fangraphs has him at 2.9%. So there is a pulse. I mean, you're pulling the plug on Grandpa, but...
Here lies Fangraphs.
2.9.
He was a good website. Yeah.
Cubs are at 2.5. The Cardinals are at 3.4.
Oh, the Cardinals passed them?
Yeah. Yeah, you've got the Marlins, Nationals, and Rockies, the only ones at zero.
Cardinals caught the Giants. They're both five behind the Braves, but they're six behind in the loss column. 30 games to go. You and I did the math.
Yeah, we did.
Giants could go 20-10. Spoiler alert, they won't.
Okay.
Yep. They could go 20-10.
86 and 76.
And the Braves would still need a losing record over their final 32 because they've got more games left.
Yeah.
In order for the Giants to catch them. And by the way,
they'd have to go 15-17.
Because the Giants need to not just catch them, but pass them because that stupid 3-4 that Jorge Soler came in and won for the Braves a couple of weeks ago means the Braves have the tiebreaker. Oh, by the way, that also leaves out the Mets.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals and Cubs who have drawn even with the... here lies the 2024 San Francisco Giants.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. Monday night is 2 weeks from today.
Can't wait. And as we are laying this season to rest, are we also... ushering Farhan Zaidi out the door?
Well, I know everybody, you know, I say everybody. I know everybody in the fan base, just about everybody wants that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I don't know if they know yet. I think that this is one of those situations where there's some intricacies to it. What he did at the deadline, I know, for instance, Grandy thinks it's laughable, but when I look at that, I go, I know we fans didn't like it. I bet the owner did. It saved him a ton of money.
Absolutely.
And so does that lead to a firing? Put it this way. Put it this way. And I listen, I sort of hesitate to do this because this isn't my job. I'm not telling you what to do with your money. I already just said what I would do with mine. I told you about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, even longer.
I only have money in August and September for a pennant race. So I'm not attending any more Giants games this year. I think each of you make that choice, and I think the choice you make
matters.
Sends a message. Yeah,
absolutely.
And I think that ownership will be watching how engaged the Giants fan base is the rest of the way. You know, there'll be some things that come out of this. Ramos is a player. Fitzgerald, that's a player. You know, you've got Jung-Hoo Lee will be back. There's some things going on out there that you can be like, okay, I dig that for the lineup next year or whatnot. Working on an extension with Matt Chapman. I think he, by and large, got a pretty good Q rating. So there's all of that, but that's not enough. That's not enough. This needed to be better than that.
Yeah.
So and it wasn't.
Nope. And it has not. And attendance is up. It's up a little bit, but is it up so much that you feel like this team has turned the corner?
But how was it in August? Do you have that, or do you just have the overall?
I just have the overall, but I wonder how it was in August.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of it is dependent on the opponent and, you know, some of the series they had, like the White Sox is probably not a big-time sexy team that's going to draw a lot. But I'll see if I can punch that up for you to see if there was a noticeable dip over the course of August. I'm looking here in the White Sox, 28, 28, and 29. So that was not a good series. Atlanta, down a little bit. Mm-hmm. They didn't draw more than 30,400 in one of the games. Detroit, they drew 40,000 twice on the weekend.
That was a weekend. Yeah,
that was a weekend.
And the weather was beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was August. So, you know, in August, it was down a little bit. And I wonder how it's going to be with Miami and Arizona coming. The next homestand, you got Miami and Arizona. Then you've got Milwaukee and the Padres and St. Louis. These are not sexy opponents down the stretch.
I know everybody out there wants just a pound of Farhan flesh. I totally understand that. I bet every one of you, if you really stopped and went emotionless for a second and thought about this from a real sort of a space, you realize that the problems are bigger than just that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
The problems are bigger than just that.
Yeah.
It goes into morale. It goes into approach. It goes to ownership. It goes to even the manager. Let's be real now.
Whew.
That was a bad year for Bob Melvin.
No doubt.
I'm not off of him. I'm not done with him. I don't think he's, you know, I'm not going to make that kind of a judgment based on just 130 games, but I will say that there's been a bad first impression for Bob Melvin. So this goes to the whole way that the Giants even approach what they're doing, from the draft to free agency to how they handle player personnel, their minor league system, which is cratered again. Sure, Farhan's the president of baseball operations, and I'm talking about baseball operations. But there are issues at the ownership level. There are issues now because of morale of the organization at every level. And now we also have a manager who's 1 year in that people were, I don't know if excited about, but trusting in him.
Sure.
And
I think they were excited about it.
Yeah, there's been some damage there.
Yeah.
There's been some damage there.
And, I mean, the team is not unlike last year's team or the team before that when you look at just the record and the overall impact on the community. People were excited about this team in April and May and June and even into July. And, you know, Grandy, I think, is reflective of a lot of Giants fans. When you get to the trade deadline and you do nothing to make your team better, you actually, you know, make some sales to save your team some money.
Save money.
Yeah. Right. And then you come out and say, we have the best rotation in baseball. And that's a comment that does not ring as true as it did when Blake Snell threw a no-hitter. And now Robbie Ray is heading to the IL, it looks like.
Maybe.
With, you know, a little bit of an injury. And
yeah.
So things have gone sideways, and then they've gone south. And every time you feel like you're ready to put some faith in this team, they win 4 in a row, and they come out, and they lose to the White Sox. And then you can't win a series in Seattle against a team that can't hit. And it feels like you're right back to where you were.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of spinning wheels.
Yep.
It's a lot of spinning wheels. And yes, to everybody who wants to either say that I was kind of late to the party this year or late to the party overall, I've acknowledged that. I'll take my L on that. It'll be interesting to see how they rework this. And I'll just be straight with everybody. My confidence is low. My confidence is low because my confidence in this ownership is low. I don't trust them. I don't trust them. And so, whether it's that you want a new president of baseball operations, or does that not excite you either? Because if you do get a new president of baseball operations, the people hiring that person are the same people who oversaw getting to this point.
Yeah.
And have extended the president who has reached a pretty high point of unpopularity. So anyway.
It's tough.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well,
for the memories.
It's just, you know.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I'm a Giants fan.
Thanks for the lack of memories.
Well, it's like you say with the Niners, it's Super Bowl or try again. And with the Giants, it's just try again.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, that's inherent.
Right.
I mean,
are you going to try again the same way that you've been trying it for the past 6 years with Farhan Zaidi?
Well,
because it doesn't feel like outside of the one fantastic, phenomenal year you had. It's been a lot of this. Players in, players out. You win 3, you lose 2, you lose 3, you win 2. If I went through the last 3 years, record and run differential, and I did this about a week ago, they're like a minus 40 in run differential over the last 3 years combined and like 3 games below 500.
Yeah, they're right at 500.
It's just, yeah. They are the epitome of mediocre. And, I mean, boring might be too strong, but they're not that exciting.
I don't think boring is too strong at all.
Yeah.
I don't think boring is too strong at all. I guess I'd ask, you know, like, okay, so there's the Farhan Zaidi thing, and then if that were to happen, there'll be this celebration amongst Giants fans, and I'd be like, and then what?
Right.
Like, you say, you know, do you want something done differently? I almost don't even know how to answer that. What is it that that's what I mean by this is a big project. There's no overnight fix here.
Right.
There's no overnight fix. You can't just be like, well, I want to do it this way now. What does that mean? What does that mean? You're going to go throw even more money at the problem and have more free agents that like, what are you going to do? Oh, we're going to get Juan Soto. No, you're not.
Right.
No, you're not.
That's the thing. So if you want to do like dramatic things, if you want to be dramatic about it, then we talk about changing the ballpark, the dimensions of the ballpark, because hitters don't want to come hit here because it's very difficult to do what you want to do as a hitter. And maybe this is just the emotions for me talking, but every time I put on SportsCenter or whatever highlight show, MLB, and you see number 99 stepping up in Yankee Stadium and up, 2 homers today, another homer, 2 more homers. Yeah. And I know he was never going to come here.
Correct.
And I get that. But it was the flirtation and the teasing of, ooh, the Giants are in on blah, blah, blah. But when I watch Aaron Judge hitting homer after homer after homer, it makes me think, why can't we have some of that? Like, why can't we have one of those?
Yeah.
Somebody like Barry Bonds, that was fun.
Oh, God.
Even though you knew that he was enhanced, it still was really fun.
Oh, I'm raising my hand for enhancements right now.
Totally.
Everybody, if that's what it takes, go enhance yourself so that we can have some fun over at the ballpark. I'm kidding, sort of, but no, I'm with you completely. And I don't want them to become gun-shy. I don't want them to be like, oh, Eeyore complex, yeah, where it's like, we're never going to get anyone. Go have your conversation with Juan Soto. Go do it. But you're not going to get him. You're not going to get a left-handed power hitter to come to this ballpark. And, it, like, try something crazy. What's Juan going to get? What's he going to get?
Probably $400 million.
Oh, God, he's going to get way more than that, don't you think?
I mean, how many years? 10 year, $400 million,
dude. What is Juan? What is Juan? 26, 27? Is he even that?
So let's say he gets $1 billion.
Juan Soto is 25.
25. Okay,
he's 25 years old.
12 years and $800 million. He's getting $70 million a year on the average.
Well, what did Shohei get? But Shohei
was
700
million, right?
No, his was 700.
Okay.
It's 70 million a year, but it's like $12 a year this year.
Right.
And then he gets it in, you know, 2080 or something like that. Anyway, when those offers start to come together, blow it out of the water. Blow it out of the water. If that's what you really want, like you. The Giants keep playing this game of like, let's get into a conversation with power hitter and give him an offer that we feel is commensurate with the market. Sorry, not going to work. And if you don't want to blow it out of the water, then don't get involved.
Right.
So if he's going to make $600 million, go offer him $800.
They won't.
Well, then don't.
Right.
Then don't, because he's a freaking Yankee. And I don't think there's any way in hell he's leaving there the same way that Aaron Judge didn't. But if you want to beat the Yankees, I mean, beat the Yankees. Beat them. Well, we offered $600 also. That's not the same offer.
Yeah.
From California taxes to right center field being 800 feet, that's a no. From him, dog.
Completely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.